Talking today with John Collison with the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, the of course Vice President for Public Policy. And John, we're on the edge, just on the edge of jumping off into the state legislative session. Everybody's talking about the lack of revenue. Everybody's wringing their hands. We're talking about, you know, a $1 billion shortfall.
Yeah.
That they've currently kind of almost certified at this point going in, and it maybe could get worse. This really kind of overhangs about everything that these guys are thinking about.
Right. It does, and it should. I mean, it's a tough year in Oklahoma. Oil and gas prices are down. I have said it for years. Let's start diversifying of what we do in Oklahoma. Agriculture is the second largest industry in the state of Oklahoma. We just came out of 5 years of a drought. We were talking about building water infrastructure then back then. Ron, we let 65 million acre feet of water out of the state of Oklahoma this year. An ag value of that water at $65 an acre foot, that's $4.2 billion in revenue. $4.2 billion in revenue. I think the state could use $4.2 billion about right now. Now, I get that's down the road, but if we don't start working on it today, even in years in drought, we still were letting 20 million acre feet out of the state of Oklahoma. So it's not like in years of drought, we don't have excess. In years of plenty, we have a lot of excess. And frankly, we're kind of a quasi-Western state. It gets better as you go west, where people need water more than we do. It's not just ag water, although we are the largest user of water in the state of Oklahoma. It's municipal water. Oklahoma City would sure like to have a dedicated source of this excess water. And when I say excess, 65 million acre feet was excess this year. That's a ton of water.
That's the water that's actually flowed down our streams, Red River and other streams into neighboring states.
Absolutely. Right out of the Arkansas and right out of the Red. That's exactly where those two numbers come from. Right out of the state of Oklahoma, right into Arkansas, and right down into the Gulf of Mississippi. It's time to capture that water. In the panhandle of Oklahoma, we're 99% reliant on groundwater. It's time to start looking at that water and pumping it back into the ground. San Antonio does it. Wichita, Kansas does it. Why don't we pump this water that's excess back into the Ogallala Aquifer? Why aren't we developing our resources, not just for ag, but for municipal use, for industry use? When water's abundant, people will come and build in those areas. Western Oklahoma wants it. Western Oklahoma needs it. Eastern Oklahoma's got it. Let's take Oklahoma's water, because that's what service water is, and let's develop it to its fullest. $4.2 billion minimum. That'd be a huge deal at the state capitol, I guarantee you.
How do we obviously we're talking about some money to build that infrastructure, and how do you accomplish that?
Well, there's agencies that can bond. There's industries that can go out there. I've talked to GRDA, had a meeting at the Capitol not too long ago. They have a whole plan for this. They actually have the ability to do this kind of stuff. You can run pipelines down I-40, down I-44, out 412. The right-of-ways already exist. GRDA has the bonding capacity. We have a water bill coming in the future. No matter whether we like it or not, our infrastructure was built back in the 20s. We're going to have to fix it one way or another. Are we going to patch it, or are we going to rebuild it? Not just for agriculture, for municipal use only. We've already seen it. We know what water is in the state of Oklahoma. That bill's coming. Are we going to patch it, or are we going to build it new? It's time to build it new. It's time to finish our infrastructure. It's time to build out Oklahoma's infrastructure. It will pay dividends to these legislators at the Capitol in future years.
So do we need new reservoirs, or are we going to basically use what we've got? Is that adequate?
Yeah, I would say use the reservoirs we have today. Fill them up, and then look at underground storage. One thing that Robert S. Kerr never understood, because the science didn't exist, was underground storage. The Ogallala Aquifer is giant. We could pump millions and millions of acre feet back into the Ogallala Aquifer, thus replenishing it. The Garber Wellington, the Arbuckle Simpson, the Antlers, these are underground storage. And by the way, once those fill up, there are people around us that would like to buy water from us. Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, California. It's not out of the question. We move oil from North Dakota all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. We are that farthest western state, farthest eastern state that has this abundant resource. It's time to develop it. It's time to develop it first for Oklahoma and then for the surrounding communities around us.
Let's talk about a couple of other issues. We've got going on right now, the rulemaking process has opened up for a proposal that the State Department of Agriculture has released on feral hogs, on wild hogs. I know that Farm Bureau has been one of the groups that's already offered some comments.
Yeah, we've been strong on this, and we want to see a full eradication of wild hogs. Let's be clear. Wild hogs are an invasive species. They're not a sporting species. We've got to get an economic value for a sporting species off of these animals. We don't put a value on boll weevils. We don't put a value on musk thistles. We don't put a value on invasive species. We eradicate them, and that's what we need to do with wild pigs in the state of Oklahoma. It's devastating Oklahoma. It's devastating Oklahoma. We need to put a we need to eradicate these hogs to the fullest extent possible. And so we call on the Secretary of Ag, and we have been calling the Secretary of Ag through these comments for full eradication statewide, not just in the northwest corner, statewide. And I know it's hard, and it takes real leadership to do this, but that's what we have said. Put a moratorium in place today. We don't want you moving them around. If you catch a pig, the pig must be killed.
Now, the northwest corner you're talking about, that's kind of that feral hog free zone.
Correct.
That they're wanting to establish. You're thinking that's not adequate.
No, it's fine for a first step, but let's go farther. Let's make the whole state a feral hog free zone, right? That should be our goal. It's an invasive species. We don't manage them for sporting species, and that's the problem, is we're trying to manage a sporting species here when it's not. They're not even regulated by the Department of Wildlife. Wild hogs are managed under the Department of Agriculture because they're an invasive species that need to be eradicated. So we call on the Secretary of Agriculture for full implementation of this plan in all 77 counties of Oklahoma.
Now, this is a passion issue. You've got a lot of guys that run sporting operations or wild hog ranch-type operations that they have people come in and pay to hunt. They obviously have spoken out in this process.
Sure. But, you know, they're making the profit off the back of somebody else. When those hogs get through the fence and destroy their neighbor's crops, what are we doing with it? These pigs get out. I don't care how big your fence is. And they're not a sporting species. We have got to understand that. States around us have understood that. Kansas, Arkansas, Tennessee, Texas, they're understanding this. We're pretty slow to the dance on this one. It's not a sporting species. If it was, Richard Hatchard at Department of Wildlife would manage it. He doesn't. Jim Reese at Department of Ag, under the Invasive Species Program, does. It is time to understand it's an invasive species, it's a destructive animal, and we need to eradicate it.